Hot fun. It was hard. I had that test in Florida. We had the Slaway was our straight the trader there, so he kicks your butt. It's definitely a tough test for day one.
Sean, what's it like coming in here for the first time to get kind of acclimated to the new group and the new city and everything?
It's been good. I love where I live. House has been good. The guys have been great. I've only been here for just under a week, but I've really enjoyed it. Not so much that test, but happy that's done, and now we can get started. So I think all of us are ready to stop training and start getting ready to play games, and we're all looking forward to playing and gelling with each other and having a good season.
Tell me a little bit about your thought process coming into this year and kind of where you feel that you'll fit in here and you can help this club.
Do whatever they ask. Obviously, we haven't talked to the coaching staff too much. With the World Cup and everything, there's guys still visiting, our coach is still gone. So I'm sure once that all settles down and we start going with preseason games, we'll all figure it out and who we're playing with and what kind of role we'll all have. And, I'm excited to just get started and play with this group of guys.
When you look at the competition level, especially a forward, say the bottom six forwards, is it something you used to? Is it something that really drives you in camp?
I'm not worried about that, to be honest. I'm worried about myself and helping the team. I trained hard this summer. I know what I could do, change the way I play. You know, sometimes you got to change your identity and change the way you play. So this season, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Changed my training up this summer, worked hard, worked more on the mental side of things as well. So I'm ready to help this team. And, I mean, everybody's competing for jobs here. The team didn't make the playoffs last year. Everybody wants to be better. And to be better, we all got to push each other. And every day in practice, in the gym, just every aspect, we got to be push each other to be a better person, better hockey player. And if we do all that, we're going to be a good team.
You said you changed the way you play. How have you changed?
I think sometimes you got to reinvent yourself and not reinvent the wheel or anything like that, but just play with more grit. For me, that's the biggest thing. I'm going to try to be more physical this season, play more with an edge, play more for my size, and be a good support system for my line mates, go to the net hard, get pucks for them. Stuff that I learned under Babcock last year, and just really, it worked in Colorado when I went there and played with players I did. It helped my game a lot and helped the player, helped my teammates as well. So I'm going to try and bring that into the season this year, something I focused a lot on this summer, quarter work and stuff like that, and just try and make everyone better.
When that changed Colorado, did that come at the recommendation of someone? Did you have talk with them? Or is that something that you just kind of realized that your role needed to?
I was just playing for Babcock last year. He just helped me a lot, and I learned a lot from him. He's a really good coach. And when I went to Colorado, kept doing what he had stressed all season, and finally started to work really well. So I changed things. I had a good end to the season. Stuff I never really thought about in seasons before that. So I had a chance to think about it all summer, work on that, and skills, practices, and all that. So I think I'm ready to have a good season here.
When you said your off-season training as well, what were some of the things that you tried or changed compared to?
Just like mobility, stuff like that. Just changed everything, just wanted to change the scenery, change gyms, change everything. So just see how it goes. Hopefully it goes well.